When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Morning Magic on Magic 106.7 with Sue and Kendra. Kendra here. This is one thing that I would never, ever, like if you wanted to torture me totally, this is what you would force me to do. Swim around Martha's Vineyard in the summer, springtime to prove that sharks aren't as bad as we think.
Well, here's the story in a nutshell. You ready? Endurance swimmer Lewis Pugh will swim around Martha's Vineyard 62 miles in 47-degree water beginning today. Why? Because it's the 50th anniversary of the filming of Jaws on the vineyard, and he thinks sharks got a bad rap from that movie. He wants to change the public perception of sharks, saying he would like to see more protection for them. So today he'll begin at the Edgartown Harbor Lighthouse and swim for 3 to 4 hours a day for however long it takes to get around the entire vineyard. He'll only have swim trunks, a cap, and goggles on. He begins the journey, Kendra, just after the New England Aquarium confirmed the first white shark sighting of the season off the coast of Nantucket earlier this week.
Okay.
So there's the story in a nutshell.
There's a reason why we're afraid of sharks, dude. No, not on your life.
I know. I think we're all a little bit scarred by Jaws, though. Even though Jaws now, you look back on it, and it was kind of hokey looking, the
it
special
doesn't
effects.
Matter. We know what the point was.
But it scared the you-know-what out of,
yes,
like, the entire world. We were all like, sharks!
And they come into shallow waters. Like,
yeah.
It's, you
but
said,
he's saying we need them. He's an environmentalist, and he's saying we need sharks.
Well, and I know that. And I mean,
I don't need to swim with them.
Look, the ocean is their home. Like, I don't need to go into someone else's home. I get my feet and my body in my nice little pool in the backyard, even a blow up pool. I don't care. I am not swimming in
the
ocean.
If you have the choice between being on a beach and at a pool, would you always pick a pool?
Well, there's a difference. I like to be at the beach. I like to be out in the beach, like in the sand with my feet just touching the edge of the water in a chair or standing like right at the ankle deep. Nothing more than ankle deep.
But you're not going to go swim like underwater.
No. Yeah. No, you're the crazy person. Sue was floating in a tube in Martha's Vineyard a couple summers ago, I remember, right where they filmed.
There's a bridge and people jump off the bridge and it's right where they filmed the movie. And I was floating in a tube. And then I thought to myself, gosh, it's quite easy for a shark to get me because where am I going to go?
Well,
I can't get myself off the tube fast enough.
When you're
to swim
in a tube, Sue, that's where they look and they mistaken you for another fish.
For a seal.
Or a seal, whatever. Yeah. And that's why, what was the boy's name on the yellow float in Jaws 1?
Don't say
what
it.
What was his name?
I can't.
Alex something.
Oh, no.
Alex Kintner.
No.
Yes,
stop.
That was his name.
Stop it.
That was his name, yes. In the movie, in the original movie Jaws. Yeah. But this guy, what is his name again? The man that's swimming around?
His name is Lewis Pugh.
Lewis.
And he's an endurance swimmer.
I don't care what kind of swimmer you are.
I know.
Lewis,
and
it's scary.
And what's he going to do if a shark comes? He's got nothing. He's not in a cage.
No, he's in swim trunks, isn't he? Swim trunks and goggles.
And goggles. He can see the shark better when it's coming at him.
Oh, good. That'll be good. That'll give him some time.
I hope he'll be safe, but not for me.